This is episode number 2392 of the Who Cares News for Friday, February 24th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Korean actress Kyun Kim hit the Cocaine Bear red carpet premiere Tuesday night. And extremely on-theme nipple pasties.
Oh, my God.
Featuring nipple glittering pasties. Bear faces.
Oh, my Lord.
I wanted my look to represent who I am and how crazy our movie is.
Jeez.
Fun, a little psychotic,
yeah.
But most definitely hot.
Wow.
So, Kyun, she opted for a sheer barely there.
A barely
chainmail
there.
Dress.
I got it.
With a faux fur.
Faux fur.
You know, it's an animal movie. We can call it fox fur.
Fox
and
fur.
Fox drugs.
Fox.
Black.
Fox drugs. What?
Drugs on there.
Oh,
black underwear, as well as the bejeweled teddy bear shaped pasties.
So these are like bear heads.
Yeah, bear. Yeah, bear heads, bear faces.
Hiding
and
her
that was
nips.
About it. Yeah.
Wow. That's brazen and bold. And in blizzard conditions here in LA, why would you want to.
Right? Well, they probably had those, like, you know, outdoor heaters.
I'm
hoping.
There you go. The outdoor heaters.
So the movie is about a bear getting a hold of a bunch of cocaine.
Yeah,
and the action starts there. Movie's based on a true story that happened back in the day that didn't end well for the bear.
No.
The actress even affixed a bag of faux cocaine to her hair with a safety pin.
That's because that's where everybody holds their cocaine is in their hair. I mean,
Well, you don't think, if you're looking for cocaine on a person, you're not thinking about their hair. You're thinking about other places and cavities and such.
So
hide it in plain sight.
The actual bear has been stuffed back in the day, and it's like a fixture at a mall in Kentucky.
They stuffed them.
Yeah. No, this was a thing. And now they've moved I heard that they've moved the bear to the movie theater. You know, just in time for the movie, which is coming out this weekend. I think they take liberty with
this
story. Yeah, I do.
Just a wee bit.
So I think I just read this. Am I right? And then I read this right. The original bear story. The guy was a drug smuggler or whatever. He parachuted, and when he landed, the bear basically killed him and stole the cocaine and got hooked. And that's how this started.
I don't know if this is
what they're going to do in the movie or not.
Well, there's in the movie, though, there's a bunch of, naturally, there's a bunch of different hikers and tourists. And
well,
such,
yeah, it's no fun.
It's no fun.
Yeah.
It's no fun if it's just one guy.
It's like everybody's got to get killed. Everybody's got to get killed. You got a bear that's hooked on coke that fast. It's like,
I don't know if everyone gets, I mean, I don't know.
This is way better than Sharknado. You know how I think it's better than Sharknado?
It's just different.
It ends. It's going to theaters. It's not ending up like on sci-fi. It's on television.
Well, so the first Sharknado, was that in the theaters?
No. I don't know. I don't think so. Huh. I think it was always on sci-fi.
Well, you know, ask me when we get to, you know, Cocaine Bear 17. Well, without too many spoilers, last night was Meredith's, and besides the fact, I only read the story, not that I'm going to watch it, but I might. Last night was Meredith Grey's final episode on Grey's Anatomy.
You know what? I got to watch it now that you said that. It's like,
I guess. I actually didn't even. I haven't watched it
in a long time. When was the last time you watched Grey's?
A long time.
I watched it religiously.
Yeah, I did.
In the beginning. I'm kind of a Shonda Rhimes fan. I am.
I
like everything she's done. Scandal.
I loved it for so long, and then it got, and then it's like.
Well, they get weird. It gets weird. Yeah, it does.
But the first couple of seasons of that was incredible.
Fantastic.
About the first two, three seasons.
I'm surprised it's still on the air, but then, of course, it's ABC. ABC owns the show, blah, blah, blah. It's Disney.
There was a period, probably about 5-6 years ago, I didn't even know it was still on. It's like, you watched Grey's is still on?
Grey's is still on? Haven't they killed that off yet?
I didn't even watch when McSteamy exited.
McDreamy.
McDreamy exited.
Everybody left.
I didn't watch it because I couldn't. I just couldn't bring myself to watch it.
You know?
Anyway. Now, 18 years.
18 years of our lives and their lives have been wasted on this damn show. Oh, my God.
See, I loved it when there was tugboats.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know.
The love of tugboats and such. And
pick me, choose me, whatever. Yeah, I got it.
Pick me, choose
me.
Wow. Wow, it's a Grace premiere in the spring of 2005.
Oh, God.
Dozens of cast members coming and going.
Oh, yeah.
Living and dying.
Yeah.
And I think, what's her name?
Kate Walsh.
Kate Walsh. I think she's going back.
Yeah, she is.
She might be back.
She hasn't had work since.
So last night, finished with Meredith taking off for her new life in Boston.
I think everybody knew that was happening. That's what I heard.
But she did scrub in for one final surgery.
Of course she did.
On Patricia Richardson.
Oh, my God. I hope she didn't kill her.
So streaming on Hulu today if you want to find out what happens, because I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, we can't.
Now, besides Ellen, only Bailey and Weber, Chandra Wilson and James Pickens Jr.
Oh, that's
remain
right.
Remain of the cast.
That's it. Only three of the original cast have made it all the way through 18 seasons. Oh, my God.
The next longest surviving character is Owen Hunt.
Really?
Played by Kevin McKidd, and I was surprised by that.
I am surprised by that.
And original cast member Justin Chambers, who played Alex Karev, left after the 16th
season. He's the last
season.
One of the originals to leave.
Now, in the time that I haven't watched it and I don't know what's going on, that kind of filled me in there.
See, it filled you in. You know, everybody else is gone.
Because I guess McSteamy is gone.
Oh, yeah, McSteamy left. Come on, you knew this. This happened like halfway through. Little Gray,
is she gone too?
Yeah, her and McSteamy got on an airplane and it crashed. You don't remember that?
Oh, no.
That was before Supergirl started, because Cryer Lee, who played Little Gray, ended up being Supergirl's sister. Not Supergirl. Oh. That's how long ago that was.
Oh.
By the way, T.R. Knight died in the elevator.
Oh, that was a horrible, sad, horrible. Sad.
Anyway, we'll wrap this up.
Anyway, Ellen will continue to voice the narrative opens and closes of each episode for the remainder of the season.
She has to do it forever. I'm sorry.
She has to. I think so.
It's her show. You can't call it Grey's Anatomy without a Grey.
I mean, I guess it's Grey'd Anatomy or something.
Grey'd Out Anatomy. Oh, man. With our apologies to Sandra Oh, who could have stayed.
Yeah, I mean, she left too.
And, of course, Halle Berry.
Of course, Halle Berry.
More Who Cares on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.